Well, if you're looking to start a business and don't know where to turn, we know where to go. The Small Business Development Center. And the person to talk to is Pat Campanaro. She is with us this morning to tell us, give us kind of an overview of what the business Small Business Development Center is. A lot of people have got an idea, right, Pat? And I have no idea of what to do with that idea.
But they've got a good idea.
And that's where you come in. So
exactly.
Tell me about that.
Well, the Small Business Development Center is a nationally funded program from the Small Business Administration. It also is funded by the state of Minnesota. And there are small business development centers located throughout all 50 states. And the intent of this program is really to help people with great ideas understand how to start businesses. We can walk them through creating a business plan. We can walk them through how to understand the financials in starting up a business, and in really understanding how many dollars they need to make to support their business as they get involved with it. And there's also a lot of resources for existing businesses, businesses who want to grow, businesses who have issues that they want to discuss. The whole concept behind the SBDC is that it is a resource pool. So if you have a need, I don't doubt that somewhere in the network that I'm working in, we can meet it.
A lot of businesses have been created in the last 18 months.
Yes, it's been pretty exciting to see people come in with a great idea and help them get things off the ground and get into a working mode so that they can start seeing their idea come to fruition and also start making some money and start investing in our economy.
Mm-hmm. You got an example?
I do. In fact,
I knew you did.
And there are two in my annual report that I'm mm-hmm. really excited with. One is Wickwire Clayworks. Melissa Wickwire is a local artist who has opened up her own custom tile business. So she will work with homeowners or existing businesses to create custom tile installations in kitchens and bathrooms and community spaces. It's a very exciting project, and she is well on her way. Creating that kind of project. I also worked with a gentleman in Finland, in Silver Bay, sorry, who created a chef's service.
Really?
He actually is doing small business. He's actually doing training programs for people who would like to learn to cook. He's doing in-house catering, and he's now starting to work with the Finland Community Center and hopefully coming up with a wholesale bakery. It's an exciting place, and they have a beautiful community center, and they have a professional kitchen there. So it's a nice match for Tracy Jacobson, who is doing a chef service.
What do you do when somebody comes in and says, I think I got an idea I can make some money with?
We typically have a nice conversation about it. What I have is a whole set of tools for people who have ideas that will help them create a business plan, because really it is all about understanding what kind of product or service do you have, and where is the need, and then how much is that need, and can you actually support yourself by marketing that product or service? So we basically just have a conversation. We start with the business plan. We ask them to sit down and create what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. What is your product? How are you going to market it? Who are you going to sell it to? How much is it going to cost? What kind of back office business do you have to start in order to support that business? So we work them through the whole business plan. At the end of that process, then they really have an understanding of how to launch.
I'm sure that once somebody's got an idea like this and has reached the point where they actually want to come and talk to somebody about how to do it, money's the big deal.
Money's a big deal, and the first question I typically get asked is there any grant money out there? And my answer is always, there's no free lunch. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to come to the table with some kind of resource. Not all of the money, and there are a variety of different programs and funds out there that you can tap into, but it's very important to come to the table with some kind of resource that you can put up that shows you're serious about your business.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about a resource, like equity, or do you actually have to have money?
It can be both. Uh-huh. There's a variety of different funds out there that would take equity-type investments as collateral. But if you're going to a bank's going to want to see real cash, 20%.
Mm-hmm. people always say, I got a big idea. That's probably not what you should have at this point, or what?
I don't know if it's not what you should have, because big ideas are good. But I always counsel people that it makes sense to start small, to not get in over your head too soon. Because if you start small, you're able to make small corrections as you go along, and you're able to grow your business and become much more successful. If you take on too much debt too early, that's when you see a lot of small businesses fail. And one of the exciting things that are coming up here is the whole concept of broadband. Now that everyone is getting connected, the people in Grand Marais are getting connected, there's going to be a lot more opportunities for online businesses.
One of the things I noticed in your annual report that you talk to people about is exports. And a few years ago, nobody would have talked about exporting anything out of Cook County, but you just said the magic word, broadband.
Absolutely. Not only broadband, which was going to help us with that exporting thing, but I keep talking to people about our neighbor to the north.
Mm.
I can't believe that we can't find products and services here that can get exported into Canada, and perhaps vice versa. I'm not sure. I have yet to find the right fit for that. But if you read and research, you'll see across the state of Minnesota, exporting has become a really big deal. And the market for products and services are really across the oceans, not necessarily as strong in the U.S. anymore. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a product and you can sell it online, it can go anywhere. We need to think globally, not just locally here, because now we have the resources to really do a lot more in the whole concept of connecting with other places in the country, in the world, with broadband.
Okay, Pat Campanero is with the Small Business Development Center here in Cook County. And when we talk with you again, we're going to cover things like business plans and market, and also just what we've been talking about here, exports, all kinds of things.
And I'd like to just put in a plug. Walking up into my office is not necessarily always going to find me, because I do go out to my clients for the most part. So my email is pcampanero@gmail.com. You can certainly contact me that way. My information is in my office. You can pick it up if you stop in. It's open all the time. We've got a little one-stop shop down there with the Cook County Chamber and the AEOA office. So there's a lot of resources in one spot for Cook County residents as well. So I really do encourage people to call. I'm sure that I can, if I don't know the answer, I can find someone who does. And I want to make sure everyone understands this is a very confidential consultation with me. The two businesses that I did talk about have given me written permission to do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Pat Campanero.
Thanks very much, guys.